Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and the amazing Amanda Flanders.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Well, welcome back. That was a bit of Huey Lewis on the news. And it was an ultra cheesy tunage that had absolutely nothing to do with our next guest, apart from the very tenuous link that it mentioned the word tree.
It was a good try.
If you only just got it.
I've only just got it.
So it was incredibly tenuous, Mike.
That's the name of my company, isn't it?
It is.
That's where we are, right?
Do you like it? No, that's good.
It's a tough half hour.
It's an absolute pleasure, listen, to welcome into the Counting House on Channel Radio and Campus Radio the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello. Annette.
How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic. And also Mr. Mike Reed from Prospect Tree.
Good afternoon. Put your teeth in.
Cool. Yeah. It's affecting all of us today. It's the heat.
It must be, yeah. But there's nothing wrong with Prospect Tree, is there?
Yeah.
Why can't I say that?
Go on, say it again.
Prospect Tree.
Say it lots of times over and over.
Yeah, Prospect Tree, Prospect Tree, Prospect Tree.
There we go.
Well done.
Prospect Tree. That's better.
Yeah.
My dad's dog died.
What?
My dad's dog died.
It.
We did a show. We did a live show. None of you are old enough. There was a comedian in the 60s and 70s called Freddie Parrotface Davis. Anybody heard of him?
No.
Very well known on TV in the 60s and 70s, Freddie Parrotface Davis. Channel Radio did a live show with Freddie in St Mary's Bay. And before we went on, he was in the changing room, and I walked in, and he looked at me, and he looked me straight in the eye, and he went, "My dad's dog died." I'm really sorry about that, Freddie. He went, "My dad's dog died." I'm really sorry about that, Freddie. He went, "My dad's dog died." And I went, "You've told me that three times." And he went, "Will you shut up interrupting me?" And I went, "But your dad's dog died." He went, "I know." And I said, "Why are you telling me this?" He said, "No, it's a warm-up exercise, you fool."
So now it can be Prospect Tree.
Now it's Prospect Tree.
Every week you will
Prospect
say
Tree. Prospect. Every week I'm going to come in Prospect Tree. Prospect Tree. My dad's Prospect dog died. Anyway, enough of that. How are you, Nettie?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
Loving your air-conditioned studio.
It's much nicer than the Dimchurch studio, because if we were in Dimchurch now, we would be stripped to our micro speedos, would we not, sitting in a pool of horrible stuff?
I may not be taking part.
Would you not?
Paul would be. I don't know about the rest of us.
Well, I would. You know, I'm always up for it. No, it was unbearably hot down there, but it's nice and chilled. It's a very pleasant 18 degrees in here.
It's very nice, and it's nice to be surrounded by my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. How did that happen?
I don't know. It's like we talk to each other, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
More planning, hey? It happens.
So for those listeners that don't know, and there can't be any of them, but tell them a little bit about Rift Accounting, Nettie.
Well, we are non-traditional accountants based here in Ashford. We look after SMEs, startups, people want to grow their business, people who generally want to talk about business and different elements of business, and how we can help them and work with them and look after them and watch them prosper and grow like trees.
Oh, I see what she did there. That was really clever, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah, really clever. Grow like a tree.
The only accountancy company I know of locally with its own YouTube channel, which is what Amy was just talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. And one of the only accountants locally that has a very regular slot on a local radio station.
Two. I think every month.
Yeah.
Every single month.
Blimey.
And they bring their clients with them.
I know.
To tell them all about what they're doing.
It's amazing, isn't it? How did all of that happen?
I don't know. But going back to last month, if we can, very quickly.
Yeah, of course.
What an amazing reaction to Matt.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, young
amazing.
Matt.
Amazing. So yes. If you're listening, Matt, you should be emailing in. And if you're not listening, then to be honest, stardom struck him quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was really funny, actually. Sorry, we're talking last month's guest first here. It was young Matt Velvick, who ran a cleaning company, KTC, the Kent Cleaning Company. And... as is my wont, after the show, I was tweeting out the links to listen again, and I was doing all kinds of stuff. And on the Kempis Radio website, we have a RIFT-specific page, and it has all the interviews that we've done with RIFT clients, and Matt was one of them. And I was tweeting out the link to that, and some girl, a really nice-looking girl, went, "Blimey, I haven't seen you for ages, Matt. I wonder where you've gone." Oh, and I thought, hello. That was working. But then he kind of tweeted, "Yeah, And I thought, maybe you've been trying to avoid her or something. I don't know.
She's found you.
Yeah,
get
cool.
Away from me now.
Anyway, welcome back onto the Business Bunker in the Counting House.
Thank you.
And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Mike Reed of Prospect Tree.
That's it.
Mike, tell us a little bit about Mike and a little bit about Prospect Tree and what it is you do.
Okay. Well, we're a local firm of independent financial advisors and mortgage brokers. Mm. We've been based in Ashford now for 5 years, which is coincidentally the same amount of time as I've lived here.
How on earth did that happen?
I know.
It's like it was planned.
We also have an office in Bromley, so we cover most of Kent.
Oh, right, okay.
So I do a lot of driving up and down the M20.
Right, okay.
Which has been more fun this summer than it certainly was last summer, which was no fun at all.
We were harshly, very harshly, just laughing at a news report that had come in just recently, were we not? Shall I tell the listeners?
Well, it was quite funny, but I would be embarrassed if I was that ambulance.
We were looking at a news report of an ambulance. Was it on the M20?
No, it was on the one of the
A roads
around Ashford, but it was around here somewhere on a dual carriageway.
Yeah. Unfortunately, sadly, an ambulance driver had been involved on his way to an accident, had been involved in an accident which required another ambulance to come and help the ambulance driver in the first ambulance, which isn't funny really, but it kind of is.
It's a bit of a bad day.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're having a bad day. But to be fair, I'm having a bad day too. My boiler packed up this morning again, but anyway.
Did you need that today?
Sorry?
You need that today, your boiler.
No, but it heats my water. So if
you want hot water as well today? Just have a cold bath.
I was trying to have a shower. You've obviously not got close to me today, Amanda.
No, not close enough.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Mike, let's go back to Prospect Tree.
Yes, so we started 7 years ago now, I think.
Okay.
My business partner and I both work for NatWest Bank.
Right, okay.
And then we left and the share price crashed and then was bought by the government, so we cost you a few quid. Sorry about that. And we decided we wanted to start our own thing up because we've been financial advisors with banks for years and years. And here we are today, still going. So
when you started, did you start in Bromley?
Well, I was living in Crystal Palace at the time.
Is that allowed?
Londoner.
Is that allowed?
Coming down here, stealing all your jobs.
South London,
I moved down 5 years ago now. My wife was pregnant, so we thought we'd prefer a bit of countryside, and here we are. So.
But you came to Ashford instead, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. By accident more than design, I think. Okay. Ran out of petrol at Junction 9. Ago,
It happens, yeah, it happens. Yeah. So you're based in Ashford and Bromley.
Yeah.
And there's two partners in the firm. Mm-hmm. Do you specialise in any particular area of finance, or do you cover the whole thing?
Well, we pretty much do everything. We've just launched a new business as well called Prospect Tree Mortgages, which Nettie is kind enough to look after for us.
Right.
And that's with another partner. But mainly my business partner and I, who's called Dean, we mainly do pensions, investments and that kind of thing, because that's what's in demand at the moment.
Absolutely. So let's talk about both of those things. I'm interested by your... Did you say it was a new part of your business, the mortgage business?
Yeah, we'd always did it, but we've separated that part of the business out, so it stands alone now.
Okay. Are you a domestic mortgages, commercial mortgage, mixture of both?
We'll pretty much do anything,
right,
within reason.
mortgage. What's the question? The answer is yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh, he is that kind of banker. He really is that kind of banker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can always find a solution to most problems.
We're back on track now.
There we go.
No, that's cool. I want to talk very briefly, if we may, a little bit about the mortgage market and how you see it and where it is. Obviously, housing is one of those big issues that, mm-hmm. certainly in the southeast of England, that everybody talks about. Everybody talks about young people's inability to get on the housing ladder. And then young people all grizzle and moan about the housing market. When I was a kid, when I got my first house, mate, my mortgage went from 8% when I took it out to 17% 3 months later. And the youth of today, let them worry about stuff like that, because we have basically zero interest rates. But enough of that ranting. where are we with the mortgage market at the moment? You know, a lot of people will tell you it's almost impossible to get a start a mortgage. That's clearly not true.
Well, the hurdle is the deposit, isn't it, yeah. for most people, and yeah. their income in relation to how much they need to buy. So,
yeah.
I think that, like I say, for most young people, that is always going to be the biggest hurdle. So you just have to wait till your mum and dad pop their clogs and sell their house, which
exactly,
is
yeah.
probably the best way in.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, get your mum and dad to cash their pension in. Like, this isn't advice, by the way.
I was going to say,
it is difficult. But, you know, inherently the mortgage market is still pretty buoyant. It's open for business. Lenders are lending.
Yeah.
They are a bit more strict than they were a few years ago, but with good reason.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you know, all joking aside, in 2007, 2008, we went through a whole heap of problems in the financial markets, one reason or another. And one of the so-called rationales behind that was the rate of irresponsible lending and the exposure to debt that left a lot of people heavily exposed. And of course, in an attempt to deal with a heated housing market back in those days, people were offering 6 times, 8 times, and huge multiples of earnings on a mortgage, which was kind of dumb, really.
Well, if you had a large enough deposit, which might be only 10%, you didn't have to prove your income.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some responsibility to be passed back to the people that accepted the money.
Yeah, of course.
Who, strangely enough, then find out they can't afford to pay it. But we haven't seen any massive fallout from that. Right. Particularly, I don't think.
Where are we now, though, Mike? I mean, what's the kind? I know this is. We're talking generally. This is specific advice. Just general, generally
very
in
general.
The market. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that later. But yeah. But I need some lunch, so I need to borrow some money off you for
okay.
that. Where are we now? What's the standard kind of domestic lend for someone starting out? What kind of percentage deposit are you expecting to have, and what kind of multiples of earning can they borrow against over what kind of time period?
Well, it's very much as I understand it, because mortgages aren't my area of expertise.
Yeah. Well, I figured that, so I thought I'd start.
Thanks for the really complicated question.
Yeah. He likes really, really complicated mortgages.
Very much as I understand it, it is all based on affordability. So the multiples are somewhat fallen out the window, and it's a case of what you're spending. I mean, I was looking at myself the other day.
Yeah.
I can't borrow as much money today because I've just had our third child than I could in October when we had two. So they take everything into account as far as your circumstances.
Right.
But my advice would be, if you want to know how much you can borrow, then get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And we will quite happily run what they call an agreement in principle for you, which will have you all pre-approved and give you the information you need to be able to go out and buy a place in confidence.
Right. Okay.
And that's very important now, because properties, I understand it, talking to some of the estate agents we deal with, is in short supply.
Yep.
So they're looking for good buyers, and the good buyers are the ones that are turning up with their finances already in place.
Absolutely. Cool. Okay, let's move away from mortgages.
Thank you.
And let's find something else he doesn't know about.
Oh, no. Kind of all right on most other things.
He knows about bringing up girls, 3 girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
definitely knows about that.
That's something well outside my experience levels, I have to say. Your conventional business, you're looking at pensions. Are you involved in auto-enrolments, or is that not something you're looking at?
We've done some of that. I've done some training with Nettie and her staff for auto-enrolment. I think it's something that sounds very, very complicated, and you can spend a lot of money getting it done, but it's actually very simple.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why most businesses with a bit of guidance couldn't do it on their own.
Mm.
There's a couple of companies out there, People's Pension and Now, who've got a really good process for small businesses. Mm. And I would recommend they look at their websites and do it that way. But I'm happy to help with it, but it's not a massive thing that we do, to be honest with you. We've more been involved with people trying to use their pension freedoms that they were given last April by our slightly threatening
Let's talk about that. I've been trying to avoid that for a little while, but let's talk about
it.
So give us an overview of what you're referring to there with people's pensions.
Well, effectively, last April, you can now, within reason, do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overview of it.
There you go.
It's obviously slightly more complicated than that, because otherwise people wouldn't need to talk to me about it. But that is the long and short of it, that you are now free to choose to do what you do with your money in the pension pot.
So basically, once upon a time, there was restrictions about what you could take out and when you could take it.
Absolutely. I mean, there are still some restrictions. You can still only have a quarter of it as tax-free cash.
Yeah.
But the rest, you used to have to buy an annuity, which is a product that's quite restrictive.
Let's just step through that. You're 25% tax-free lump sum.
Yep.
You have to be, is it over 55 before you can take
you
that?
You do have to be over 55, absolutely.
Yeah. So once you hit 55, you can then take a 25%.
None of us then.
No.
I took mine ages ago.
Well, I didn't like to say anything before, you know.
Well, actually, though, to be fair to me, when I took mine, it was 50.
So it's quite a long time ago.
Those rules did change.
All right, okay.
Those rules changed yesterday.
She's been really horrible to me now, isn't she? Yeah. So you could take a 25% totally lump sum,
absolutely,
tax-free lump sum out of your pension, mm-hmm, and then move on. Now, you can take your whole pension if you want.
You can.
But what's the downside of that?
That you go away and spend it on lots of holidays very quickly and don't have anything left to live on.
yeah.
No, there's lots of downsides. Obviously, as Annette will tell you, there are tax implications.
I was going to say, the biggest thing is you've got to pay tax on it.
Absolutely. So whatever you draw out over and above the tax-free bit is treated as income.
Yeah.
So if you take 100 grand out, not an awful lot of it is going to end up in your bank account. A large chunk of it is going to be sent off to the lovely revenue.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's more, I guess the bigger thing with it is actually looking at people's situation. You know, I'll sit down with clients and the first question is to ask them what they think their retirement should look like.
Sure.
Now, a lot of the time you do have to rein in their expectations somewhat because it does involve holidays in the Caribbean quite frequently.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you've got an idea of what they're looking to do, it's then a case of making sure the funds they've got will allow them to do that and indeed will last for the rest of their life. So it can be quite a depressing conversation.
Yeah, we recommend that you actually die fairly
soon.
Well,
actually, the little tool that we use gives them a life expectancy, which is always quite good, and it will tell them at what point you think they're going to fall off their mortal coil.
Yeah, but nice.
It's good to be prepared, I suppose.
Yeah. But this drives me nuts. See, I've spent all of my life being a clean living, well-behaved person.
Yeah.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any of those things. And now I've reached an age where everybody keeps telling me, it would be better if you smoked and drunk a lot, to be honest, because you'd get a better annuity rate.
Plus you'd have more fun.
Yeah, it is.
Forget the annuity. it's one of those things that you have got to take the whole person's picture into account. And obviously they have spouses and partners as well that you need to look at what might happen with that going forward. But inherently, as you quite rightly said at the beginning, you can pretty much do what you want. But you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, which is why I'd always recommend that you'd speak to somebody first.
Sure. Just intuitively, I know you probably don't have nailed on numbers for this. When Osborne announced this as a policy, a lot of people went, oh, everybody's going to take their money and buy Ferraris and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Have you any feel for really how true that was? Did a lot of people rush in and take money out, or was it more considered?
It's difficult to say because the guy sitting next to me talking about marketing and being able to find out exactly, you know, who's getting in touch with who and why. I don't know if I'm just getting lots of people ringing me to do that because lots of people are doing it or because they have to ring me to be able to do it.
Yeah, I get that.
So it's correlation and not necessarily causation. I don't know. But,
sure.
But yeah, certainly since last April, we've had a massive spike in calls of people who want to be able to access their pensions.
Right.
And the investment and insurance companies are insisting on financial advice.
Okay.
So they're having to call us to do it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, not many people have been saying, give me all my money. We've had a few people who perhaps have incomes outside of their pension that do just want to take it out and spend it. But
but
mainly it's the same conversation we've always had, just with a slightly different suite of products available to us.
Okay. I just want to step through the kind of pension options that you have as well for people, if that's okay, Mike. I mean, personally, I have a SIP.
Excellent.
Which is a what are you laughing at?
Go on, say that
I'm
one
impressed.
Quickly.
I reckon you've done your research.
Right. You might do a bit of research for the show.
That's my age. It's my age. I have to know about
Unless
this.
Unless he's bringing on somebody quite intelligent this week. We really need
we're in big trouble. Yeah,
I was going to get away with it.
You know what? Paul's actually quite a clever person. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a what?
Quite a clever person.
Really?
Yeah.
Emphasis on the word quite.
Right.
That's relative, isn't it?
I was trying
to
be nice there, so you turned it around. And
I've got a SIP, self-invested pension.
Uh-huh.
But you could just tell the listeners the kind of options that people have in terms of pensions and give them an overview of what a SIP actually is. I'm asking this so I know for free, basically.
Okay, that's quite all right. Well, the SIP that you have is a nice product because it allows you within reason and within the regulations to invest in what you want to invest into.
Yeah.
So lots of small businesses that I deal with will invest into premises, for instance. That's something you can hold within a SIP.
Yeah.
On the flip side too, and they're only worth it if you're using it.
Yeah.
You know, I've had lots of clients who've got a SIP, who've stuck it in a fund and left it there, and you're like, well, if you're not going to do anything with it, you're going to hand in the air. You might be paying slightly more than you would be in a more traditional pension pot.
Yeah.
A more traditional pension pot would, it's exactly the same structure as a SIP, with a slightly more restricted investment choice.
Right.
But effectively, they're your two things at the moment, unless, of course, you've got a work one or you work for the council or somebody like that. But most small businesses will use a personal pension. And the personal pensions are great for directors of companies because they're a nice way of losing money out of the business and saving yourself some tax, aren't they, Nettie?
They certainly are.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because my accountant, Nettie...
Not an accountant.
Yeah.
No, I know it.
My accountants tell me off lots because I never pay anything into my pension. But let's just discuss that for a moment, if we can, Mike, because payments into your pension are tax-free. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's one of the most effective things that you can do at this point. You can move money into your pension with no tax implication. Of course, there is a tax implication when you take it out the other end.
Well, actually, it's even better than that, because if you, let's say, for instance, had £40,000 spare in the business and didn't know what to do with it, a problem I'm sure we all have all the time.
Absolutely. Every single day I worry about that.
Well, when that's put into the pension, it's a business expense, so it comes off your bottom line and saves yourself corporation tax, effectively, doesn't it? Equally, if you're doing it on a personal basis, the government will add to your money that you're putting in to bolster up what you're paying in. So, yeah, there is no more tax-efficient vehicle to pay into. Mm. There's plenty of others that are as tax-efficient while you hold them, like ISAs, for instance. Lots of people are using ISAs for pensions because they prefer the flexibility, but you don't get that help at the beginning.
Okay, I want to talk about ISAs in a minute.
Hello. Hey, something I like better than talking about ISAs and pensions. All
that, so he was worried he wasn't going to, you know, be able to talk much. You've got him going on all his favourite subjects.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I get guests on here so I can get free advice. That's the whole point of being here, yeah. And we're going to kick him out in a minute when I've sorted out all my financial issues.
Just
I'm going
to
throw him out.
To the regulator again, this isn't advice, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Just make sure you
clear yourself. Very generic.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So a pension is a great vehicle that's tax efficient, and it's designed that way specifically to encourage people to have pensions and to use it efficiently. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about ISAs, and there are different types of ISAs, you know, because you've got cash ISAs and share ISAs, presumably.
Yeah.
So just kind of...
Well, they're about as interesting as that. There we go. Stuff in them and it's good. Yeah, I mean, effectively...
He chose to be in this industry because it was just so exciting
for
him.
I'll be honest, I fell into it. But yeah. Well, that's another thing. I probably shouldn't say that. ISAs, effectively, if we're giving investment advice to somebody, it's the first port of call for everything because you don't pay any tax on the money you make in it, whether it's in cash or shares or whatever you've decided to invest into. If someone's got £100,000 to invest, there's a chunk we will put into an ISA.
Yeah.
And you can do that every year. So I think about 3 or 4 years ago, they had the first ISA millionaires. So that's, you know, £1 million worth of ISA holdings.
Right.
So, you know, it just goes to show that the limits are around £15,000 or that sort of amount. And it just goes to show that might not sound much if you're looking to invest a big chunk, but if you do that every year, actually eventually it
exponentially
does add up.
Grows. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So they're a good thing. And you know, the difference with ISAs is you can take your money out whenever you want and use it for whatever you want, whereas your pension, as you pointed out earlier, is limited to the age you want to get your hands on it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, we'll try something else. What excites you about being in your business?
I'm really looking forward to this.
You're mean.
What's the exciting product that you really like working on, Mike?
There's no product I'm specifically excited about. I'll tell you what I really like about my job.
Yeah.
And that's getting out and meeting people.
Right.
When I was at NatWest Bank, I worked in their corporate arm for a bit, so we were constantly being taken out to small businesses, which is where I met some accountants and people like that.
She's not an accountant.
No, I know. Sorry, I didn't lose. But, you know, I remember a day at NatWest where I was taken off to a printing firm. They had a massive Heidelberg press.
Right,
And business people always want to talk about their businesses and show you what they do. Hmm. And he let me press the big red start button, which was probably one of the better things that we did.
Hold on a minute. He's not coming around this side of the desk.
I love meeting people, meeting the business people and finding out what they do and how we can help them. Inherently, you know, what we do, it's not very exciting in the same way that accountancy isn't massively exciting, but it's a necessity.
It can be really exciting depending on which accountancy practice.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Paul, how exciting is it going to see the accountants?
Oh, it's the highlight of my life.
We can't keep him away.
Absolutely.
He wants to come every day.
I go all the time just for excitement. Yeah, absolutely. Hello. I go, hello, it's me again. And they go, woo. No, you're absolutely right. You know, but the interesting thing about all of this kind of thing, all of these financial products, especially right at the moment, you know, I don't want to get too political about this, but there's a lot of activity going on with suddenly loads of people going, oh, I told you, see the pounds plummeted or the FTSE one. They haven't got a clue what they're talking about. They have known absolutely nothing about the markets, but everybody's going, oh, I told you that would happen. So it's kind of something that's coming into people's consciousness at the moment. But I find it amazing how many people have such a little understanding of stock markets, foreign exchange, and all those kind of insurance, you know, all the kind of things that everybody's suddenly become an expert in the last couple of weeks, because they're all predictors of what is or isn't going to happen.
Predictors of doom.
Yeah.
I mean, inherently, I don't blame people for not having much of an understanding about it. It's not something that people are inherently interested in, but you know, part of what we do, it's, you're quite right talking about the EU referendum. There has been a lot of uncertainty, I guess is the nice way of putting it. Mm-hmm. But inherently, if you look back historically, we've been through worse things than this, and life carries on.
Yeah.
And with any investment, especially a pension that we were talking about, they're long-term investments. Yeah, so it's managing those expectations long-term, and that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
It's looking at people's long-term views, trying to match them up with something that's risk-appropriate, and then regularly reviewing it being the most important thing.
Yeah.
I remember a guy shouting at me once. Well, I say shouting, mildly heckling at a little talk that I did. And he was telling me that pensions are rubbish and he wished he'd bought a property.
Right.
And what I said to him was, well, have you actually had it reviewed in the last 20 years that you've told me he's got it? And he said, no. And I said, well, imagine you bought a house 20 years ago and just left it alone. What sort of state do you imagine it would be in right now?
Yeah.
So that same thing applies with your pensions. You need to be looking at it every year, and that's probably the most important thing anyone can do to keep in contact with us and to see us every year to have a review. So that's kind of that.
Absolutely. Mike, we could talk about this for a long, long time because it is actually a fascinating subject. There is a lot of stuff in there.
Do you look keen?
Even
your eyebrows are slightly higher than they were.
Yeah, I've lost the will to live now. Yeah. I've had enough. No, absolutely. If people want to find out more about Prospect Tree and what you do, how can they do that?
Yeah, our website is all the W's, prospecttreefs.co.uk, and that's got two T's in the middle and looks like Prospect Reefs, but that's a whole other thing. Or you can contact us. The phone's probably the easiest way, which is Ashford 01233 800 107.
01233. Or check out the website, and there is a link to the website on the Kempis Radio website if you want to do that. For the moment, Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Talking about your fantastic business, and real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can do a couple of tweets or emails, your choice, Amanda, and then we probably need to move on to the next section of the show.
Okay. Right, I have a tweet here from Holcomb Health Clinic.
Right.
It says, please can we have a shout out for our physiotherapy and sports therapy clinic in Rochester? That's holcombhealth.co.uk.
Cool. We've also had a tweet from Camellia Genics who says, could we have a shout out, please, Paul? That's Chris Hyde at Camellia Genics on the Twitter. I'm going to try and flash through some of these. Purple Ocean Media. Ocean Purple is their Twitter handle. Could we have a shout out, please, for Nilaweb on the Business Bunker? Of course you can. The lovely Sarah Smith says hello. Denise Wilson, hello, Knees.
You call her Knees now, do you?
Knees.
Knees now. It's gone from Denise to Denise to Knees.
She told me off about how I pronounced her name.
I know.
So I just got really silly with it instead. Sorry, Denise. I think you've read the Red Sales Faversham one, have you not? Oh, how about, I've got 360 more tweets. I don't think we're going to get through all of those. Yeah. Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, Riverford underscore Kent.
Oh, yes.
Small veg box, new potatoes, onions, carrots, broad beans, pointed cabbage, mushrooms.
What's a pointed cabbage? Cabbage that points?
It's cabbage that makes you eat it. It says, eat me.
Eat me.
Yeah. I made that up.
Yeah.
And free garlic, apparently.
Free garlic.
Free garlic. That's the Organic Sisters. They deliver to your home or office, and you can follow them on the Twitter, Riverford underscore Kent. So do give that a check out. Oh, blimey, look, there's loads and loads and loads.
Can I do an email while you're looking through those?
Yeah, Laura Burton-Lawrence, just quickly, Laura Burton-Lawrence has said, great interview with the AM marketing folks. Don't completely knock print advertising. Laura owns a magazine. My mags are doing great for local businesses.
We tweeted
her
back.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about combining them both, isn't it?
It is, it is.
Alex Waterton has been on. Just three places left on our free MS Office productivity seminar on the 9:30 till 12:30, and the venue's at Liquid Computing in Canterbury. And you can find out by following Alex Waterton on the Twitter, or you can ring him on Medway 01634 512 345. And Martin White from Supply My Business has tweeted us a picture of his naked feet for
that,
some
Martin.
Bizarre reason.
At Brighton Dowday.
You wanted to read an email, Amanda,
I
do believe.
There's an email here which is quite good. It's the next Digital in Kent event at the Great Danes Maidstone,
right,
with a great lineup of speakers. So this is going to be on Thursday, the 20th of October, at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes. Are you speaking there by any chance, Amy?
I am. Actually,
is there anywhere that you're not speaking? Okay, it's out and about. So Digital in Kent was born in 2012 when a group of leading local agencies consultants came together to pool their experience and create a learning event for Kent businesses. We felt that many were struggling to get to grips with social media, SEO and PPC for the first time, or were finding it hard to keep up with the latest developments. Since then, Digital in Kent has showcased a multitude of speakers, including leading regional practitioners and carefully selected experts from across the UK. The initiative was also expanded by holding regular monthly meetups, allowing those using digital marketing to meet, share experiences and learn from others. So that's Thursday, 20th of October, the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes in Kent, the Digital in Kent event.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Jules Serkin. Somebody woke her up.
Hey, Jules.
Hi, Jules.
And she says, we need a speaker. And we need a speaker for Thursday, the 21st of July.
Are you free, Amy?
I'm just having a minute.
For Kent Tweet Ups at the Crescent Turner, 10 till 12, with Unknown Muzo. That's her Twitter handle. And a business network. So if anybody fancies speaking and can get past Amy in the rush.
I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid I'm
are you
already
speaking
at an event.
Are you? So if anybody else wants to step in for Amy, contact Jill Serkin on the Twitter to have a look at that. We've also had a tweet from the lovely folks at Telcare. They're the telecommunications providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, and they are listening in. Thank you for that. And the FSB, Andrew Knott, has said, hi, Paul, can you give a shout-out, please? If you would like to learn more about the Federation of Small Business, you can give me a call on 07747 114627, or you can DM him on Twitter, and his Twitter handle is aknott20. That's AKNOTT20, aknott20. And talking about the FSB, it is now time for
Channel Radio.
It's now that time for the FSB Channel News Update. Failings have been found in legal services market. The FSB welcomed a Competition and Marketing Authority report that came out recently, which identified problems with competition in the legal services marketplace for small businesses. The interim report backs the FSB's calls to improve transparency in the market. The CMA will now look at ways to improve competition in legal services by increasing information on price and quality for consumers. The FSB will ensure it continues to be part of the review process going forward so that the legal services market works better for small businesses. Amanda.
Thank you. Looking to hire, the Department for Work and Pensions has published a new employer information pack as part of its See Potential campaign. It's designed to signpost employers towards organisations that can help them hire more people from disadvantaged backgrounds. FSB supports the campaign as an important way of breaking down any and all barriers preventing employers finding the right people for their business.
Cool. There's a new technical skills plan has been announced. The government has announced a new post-16 skills plan which seeks to address a long-standing need to streamline and reorganise technical and vocational education. The plan will cut over 20,000 courses from over 160 providers and replace them with just 15 straightforward routes into technical employment. Ministers are hoping the plan will create a more skilled workforce fit for modern Britain. The FSB welcome the plan, supporting the idea of a clear and equal pathway for young people into more vocational occupations. If you want to read more about that, you can go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, and there is a full blog about that new post-16 skills pathway. So do check that out. Amanda.
HMRC to trial new service. The HMRC is launching a new digital service in October to promote tax-advantaged venture capital, TAVC, schemes that should simplify.
You're having real trouble with this.
Just coping to the...
Would you like to borrow my teeth?
Put them back in again. Should I try it again? HMRC is launching a new digital service in October to promote tax-advantaged venture capital schemes that should simplify the application process for TAVC schemes, including the Enterprise Investment Scheme, the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, and Social Investment Tax Relief. HMRC is looking for FSB members who would be willing to trial the service from July onwards.
Cool. Automatic enrolment. Complete your declarations of compliance on time, please. It's important that you complete a declaration of compliance and submit it to the pensions regulator so that they know what actions you have taken to meet your automatic enrolment duties. You need to do this within 5 months of the enrolment of your staging date. Don't forget, or you risk a fine. For more information and to complete your declaration, you can go to the following website, autoenroll.tpr.gov.uk. autoenroll.tpr.gov.uk. One of the reasons that the FSB keep reminding people of this is still far too many businesses have not paid attention to their staging date. They think because it's 6 months away, they got 6 months, and they haven't. It takes far longer than that to set up, and you have to do it, otherwise you get fined. And the fines go up and up and up every day. They are huge. The fines are absolutely huge. Once you've been fined, it's a rolling rate. It goes up at something like £500 a day for some companies. So do check it out, please.
Definitely. Should I just go there?
It's what you get for drinking strong alcohol at breakfast, really, isn't it?
There's nothing wrong with having, you know, a few Bucks Fizzes in the morning, but still.
There you go.
Employment growth continues. The latest UK job numbers show employment up by 55,000 and unemployment down by 20,000. Wage growth has risen slightly, with average earnings, including bonuses, up by 2%, a consistent rate of growth with the previous period. The UK continues to make steady gains in employment and wages.
Cool. Good.
Do you really want me to read anything else?
I'll tell you what. Really? Have you got one more that you can read?
Yeah, I can try to read. Then that one. Okay, review of Enterprise Finance Guaranteed published. A strategic review of the Enterprise Finance Guarantee Scheme, which examines the effectiveness of EFG and its impact on small firms in the UK, has been published by the British Business Bank. EFG provides a government guarantee for loans made by lenders enabling viable small firms to obtain funding that might otherwise be declined because they do not have an adequate track record or security. The review found that the scheme was effective but recommended that there should be a wider variety of financial products and accredited lenders available under the scheme, including an asset finance variant. The review also indicated that greater awareness of EFG was needed along with clarification of eligibility criteria. That was really hard work.
There's a lot of big words in that.
Kata.
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 Well done, well done. That was the FSB news update, very ably read by the lovely Amanda.
Just don't give me too many long words.
I know. I sorted out all the emails and all the news reports with all the big words in, and I kept all the little ones for myself, and I've got some more here. Many congratulations to Sonia and Carl Wood of EcoSan Services. They're the environmentally friendly... I don't know what you call it. It's kind
just
of
say environmentally.
They're an environmentally friendly company that provide washroom stuff and all kinds of stuff. And they're based in Ashford, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary in business this week. Done. You can find out all about them by going to their website, which is www.ecosan.co.uk. Ecosan.co.uk. The Nucleus Innovation Centre in Dartford are offering the first month rent-free on professional office space. They're based over near the Dartford Bridge, and it's a fabulous, fabulous place. I've been there a few times. Great resource. If you're looking for office space in that area, you can get 1 month's rent-free by moving there. And that's nucleus-dartford.co.uk is their website. And then there's some news. Kent County Council are announcing new funds for Kent businesses, and they're doing it at an IOD Kent Branch Directors Briefing this Thursday. That's July the 21st. And if you go to www.iod.com/connecting/events, you can find out all about it. But it's at, I think, 6 p.m. this Thursday at the Ashford International Hotel. And I'm doing that from memory, but... Amy is nodding vigorously.
I'm not speaking at that.
Are you
one?
Sure?
Are you not?
I'm not.
What
no.
are they thinking of?
I don't know. I didn't even get a call.
Did you not?
I didn't.
Did you hit up with Amy? Well, it's hardly worth going then, is it?
Need a word with Jane.
No.
Professor Richard Scase, who is the
Emeritus
Emeritus Professor at the University of Kent, will be speaking at the East Kent B2B event. And his talk is entitled Grabbing the Future, Global and Local Business Opportunities in 2017 and Beyond. If you want to find out more about the East Kent B2B, it's a business exhibition. There are exhibition stands. There are speakers. There are seminars. There's all kinds of things happening. It's at the Folkestone Leascliffe Hall. And you can find out about it. It's a bit later in the year. I think it's in October. You can find out all about it, and you can book your space. You can book your free tickets. You can do everything. Find out who the speakers are by going to the Kent Business Radio .co.uk/ Well, there's a tab and it says business events, and that's the easiest thing is go to the tab, look at the business events, and all the business events for the rest of the year are listed there. So do check that out.
Good. I have a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media. Hey, Vanilla Web, looking forward to Business Bunker. We offer bespoke WordPress sites, all built in house. Fruit Bowl Media. Oh, there's a lovely tweet here from Kimberly Stevens of Caring Kent. I love Business Bunker to the moon and back.
Oh, we love you. We love you too, Kim. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. There's a charity quiz night at the Tunbridge Old Fire Station, and it's on the 5th of August, and it's from 7... it's a 7 p.m. for 7.30 p.m. start, and there's a pizza worth £8 included, yeah?
A pizza worth eight quid,
and it's stone baked on site. And to enter the quiz, it's £14 a person, and there are teams of four or eight, but there are individuals welcome, and they can join in with other teams. And the tickets are available at Beyond the Grounds and Solston's Kitchen, or you can email bbutterwick@thebridgetrust.org.uk, or simply pop in. And they are raising funds for the local homelessness charity, The Bridge Trust. Now, John and the guys that run the British Trust, I know them really well. It's a fabulous little local charity. They do housing for local homeless people. So do try and support that. The charity quiz night at the fantastic venue, which is the old fire station in Tunbridge. So do check that out and do go along there and enter a team, please. Have you got anything else to read?
Yeah, I've got something from the Kent and Victor Chamber. Their business breakfast's coming up Thursday the 28th of July at the Holiday Inn in Rochester, Chatham. And the guest speaker is Alistair Moore from Smart Marketing. And there's also one on the 24th of August in the Holiday Inn, again, obviously in Chatham. And that's for Kent and Victor Chamber members is £7, non-members £8.50, including breakfast pastries from 10:30 a.m. till 12 p.m.
There's a lot of people tweeting pictures of feet for some reason. I don't know what all that's about.
Who would do that?
Somebody who likes feet.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
Who would tweet their own feet?
Who would do that? Who's got a foot fetish? Just had a tweet from the lovely folks at Chameleogenics who just said, wow, just made it back in time to listen to the Business Bunker show. Hope I didn't miss too much, but I'm enjoying what I'm hearing now. So thank you for that. Somebody, Louisa Latham has made reference to one of my Cheesy Tunage tracks, and she's not happy, but we'll ignore it. She says I should have played the Sugar Babes instead. So sorry, Louisa.
That would have been a good choice, Louisa, wouldn't it?
Would it?
It would.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I bow to her greater knowledge. Have you got something else?
I have. I've got here an email. New small firms loan scheme announced. £100 million loan programme to support smaller firms has been announced by the European Investment Bank and Funding Circle, a UK-based peer-to-peer lender. The funding is expected to facilitate investment in smaller firms totaling £200 million over the next 7 years by providing access to capital for the 5.4 million small firms that account for more than 99% of the private sector in the UK. This is the first time that the EIB funding has been delivered to support small business through a direct lending market. Although the EIB has provided more than £3 billion for investment in small UK firms over the past 10 years, read more about the loan programme at crowdfundinsider.com.
Fantastic. Just while I was watching you read that out, Amanda, I think before we go off air, we ought to point people at some of your fabulous videos that you do.
You're on about my videos again. Business videos, people. Business videos. Feet involved.
No. I keep watching in case there are, but there aren't. But you do quite a few business videos, do you not?
I do.
And how can people see them?
I mostly put them on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is Butterflies and Dreams Events. And I tend to tweet to them as well. So I'm on Twitter at Butterflies2019.
And just tell the listeners, you've been able, I'm making you work away co-hosting here. Why don't you just tell listeners what Butterfly and Dreams do?
Yes, Butterflies and Dreams Events. I've just celebrated my first year in business.
Brilliant. It's well done.
This
well
is
done.
Really good. I'm really pleased with that. Mm. I work with businesses, helping them to create and plan business events to help promote themselves. A really good way of getting in front of your potential audience these days is by doing an event, having great speakers there. I actually have contact with a really great speaker. Her name's Amy. She likes speaking
at guys.
Events.
Hi, guys. Hi, I'm still here.
Hello.
I'm going to connect with her. So I just help people take the stress away, make their day run smoothly, leave them to talk with their clients at the events, and just making sure everything's done, all the T's are dotted. No, I's are dotted and T's crossed. Got it right eventually. I just work with businesses and I really, really enjoy it. And also, if anybody has a special occasion to celebrate, I throw an amazing party.
Fantastic. Good stuff. I've been to some of the events you've organised. They're superb. Yeah.
They're very good.
No, they're really good. Nice one. The Kent and Victor Chamber have a series of after-hours networking clubs. They are free to attend. You don't even have to be a member of the Chamber to do it. And they are very worthwhile. They're very interesting networking events. And I'm just going to run through where the next ones are taking place. And they all take place between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. in the evening. So they're my kind of networking because I don't do breakfast networking. I do not get up in early breakfast networking. I don't do that. The next one is this evening. 6 p.m. this evening at the St. George Hotel Chatham. Next Tuesday evening, the 26th of July, at the Mercure Maidstone, formerly known, sometimes known, now known as the Great Danes, when they can make up their mind what they're going to call it this week.
What are they called?
Yeah. It's the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne, Tuesday the 26th. Wednesday the 27th, Canterbury College in Canterbury. Tuesday the 2nd of August, the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. Tuesday the 9th of August, the Farmhouse, that's the pub in Westmorling High Street. Tuesday the 9th of August as well, the Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe. Wednesday the 10th of August, the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. And Thursday the 11th of August, they're back at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. So do check out one of those after-hour clubs. If you want to see the full list, go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk to events page, and they will tell you all about it. Have you got anything else, Amanda?
I'm just having a quick look.
While you're thinking about that, I'm going to read this then. It's the Get Social Kent event 2016, building an online business with the relationships that become social. And the next one is taking place on Thursday the 3rd of November. It's from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and it's free to attend. And it will be taking place at the Longfield Academy, and that's at the main road in Longfield. That's just near Dartford, between Dartford and Mepham. And the Kent Invictor Chamber of Commerce and ZC Social Media are bringing together our third social media day, filled with up-to-date content, expert advice and tips and strategies for you to take and use straight away in your business. The keynote speakers will provide you with an insight and practical ways on how you can start being more social. There's an expert question and answer panel, which will bring together Kent social media experts to answer your burning questions. There's social media clinics, which will enable you to get your hands-on experience in a workshop environment. And there will be some exhibitors with a full range of social media and digital experts on hand. All you need to do is bring a notebook, a pen, plenty of business cards for networking, and some motivation to take some action. If you'd like to look at becoming a sponsor, they have some sponsorship packages available. You can find out all about this and everything they do by emailing linda@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, or you can call the Kent Invictor Chamber on Ashford. That's 01233 503 838. That's Ashford 01233 503 838.
Great. I'm looking forward to that because it's just right around the corner. Really right. Easy for me to get to, which is really good. Okay, I have found one here. We have expanded Fruitworks. So if anybody hasn't been seeing Paul's tweets about Fruitworks and how fabulous it's looking now upstairs.
I have put out a few.
Just a few pictures out there. It looks really good. But they're really excited to announce the opening of the new expanded co-working space in Canterbury. They've had some great feedback from local companies on our open day and now want to give you the chance to work here for free at our next jelly session.
There's a jelly session, yeah.
On the 29th of July. Okay, can you just tell us, because I don't want to read this. What does jelly
session? A jelly session is where a group of geeks all get together and talk geek.
Oh, no, you don't eat jelly. You'll have jelly.
No, there's no jelly involved.
I feel like there should be jelly.
There's
no jelly involved.
I feel a bit sad.
Yeah, I'm going to bring jelly.
Are you going to bring jelly?
With jelly shots?
Yeah.
Jelly shots.
Jelly shots.
You know. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, just jelly.
Cool. So, yeah, do go along to that.
29th of July, that was.
Absolutely. Right, we're kind of fast approaching the end of the show, so I want to tell you what's coming up for the rest of today on channelradio.co.uk. At 4 o'clock, we have the absolutely lovely Natalie Benaig with the Kent Creative Life Show, a show specialising in arts and culture in the county of Kent and surrounding areas. And on today's show, Natalie has moving interviews of four women artists, and the interviews conducted by Tracy Paisley. And then she has Louis Batchelor, L-I-U, how do you pronounce that? Louis. Sorry if I've mispronounced that. Louis Batchelor, and she's talking about TEDx.
All right.
Interestingly.
Yeah,
and a TEDx in Folkestone, by the looks of it. So that's the Kent Creative Live Show on this very channel, channelradio.co.uk, at 4 o'clock. So do tune in for that. We've then followed at 5 o'clock by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of entertainment and music. And he's got some new music from a band called Scar Vegas that are on today. So do check that out. That is followed up at 7 o'clock by...
Welcome all to the new potatoes.
Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show from 7 till 9 tonight. And that's immediately followed by I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a year focused on the incredibly comedic year of 1967, which apparently was a hilarious year. I don't recall it that much. I was there, but I don't recall it being that funny, to be honest.
I wasn't there.
No.
Were you
I wasn't
not?
There. No.
Were you not? No one else was there. No. Everybody, you horrible. You got to be in really horrible now.
I don't even think my mum was there.
She's going to die. She's going to die for that.
She might not make
She's
it.
She's going to die for that.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah.
And as always, we round off the night with.
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down.
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always on a Tuesday, we finish off the evening with the wonderful Boy George with the Club Culture show at 10 o'clock. So do stay tuned for all of those. But that brings us to the end of another week. Thank you for that.
We can stay here all day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure. A huge, huge thank you to the lovely Amanda Flanders for co-hosting the show and for our fantastic guests, Amy
thank
and Brad
you.
McManus. You can follow them both on the Twitter at marketing_AM and at Brad McMoon.
That's right.
Cool. A huge thank you to Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Pleasure as always.
And you can follow Nettie at Rift Annette.
Yeah.
You can.
You can.
And I'm on dodgy ground now because it's a big thank you to Mike Reed of Prospect Tree Finance, but I don't know your Twitter handle off the top of my head, and I bet you don't either.
I don't think I've got one to be
I'm pretty sure you have because I've been tweeting it all week, but there you go. Anyway, you can follow them by going to the Kent Business Radio website and clicking on their link. But you've been listening to